Welcome to 30-ish. You know, music is such a big part of our lives. So today, Naina is going to help us put together the perfect playlist. And if you're at a point in your life where you're trying to figure out whether you should buy or lease a car, well, Steven is going to give us some good tips. But before we get to all that, let's go straight to the ish.
Yes. Okay, so y'all, I am completely obsessed with the new FYI show, Married at First Sight. And they basically take these couples... No, it's amazing. So they take these people and they do all this professional matchmaking and everything, and they never see each other until their actual wedding. Oh, and gosh. It's like a legal binding marriage.
These sound like Indian arranged marriages.
that's kind of the same process, right? Yeah,
well, except for the matchmaking part when it comes to your mom and dad.
That, right, that part. They kick them out. Yeah. They kick them out.
But I want to know from you guys, would you guys get married at first sight?
I would if I had one of my best friends or my family members that could, like, screen them. Like, I wouldn't have to see them, but, like, if my sister or my best friend could see them, then I would say yes. But if I got to wait and none of my people can see you first, nope, bye. No, ain't nobody got time for that.
Steven?
Hell to the no! I think that is the most foolish thing you can do. A marriage is a legal binding contract. So many things get married, too, just between your name. So many other things become married. And that's not the way to do it. I'm more traditional in that sense. And this is way out of the realm of normal to do that. But there's a time where you got to court someone, get to know someone, date someone, see that person in different elements, in different environments, before you truly get to know someone.
Mm-hmm.
So to just show up and be like, hey, let's do life together forever.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I have friends who have actually they've done arranged marriages, and they've, like, you figure it out, and they are very, very happy, and they're not divorced. Like, some of people I knew that dated for years before, they got married, they divorced now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I feel like it could actually work either way, but, you know.
You might get lucky.
But here's the thing. Like, I feel like, you know, there are so many people who are single, me included. and with this show, the one thing they said during their casting special was that there were over 33,000 people came to this in order to get married at first sight. And I feel like there's so many people at a point in their life that's ready to get married and ready for that next step. And, I mean, for me personally, I watch the show and I think I would totally do it, because to have someone sit and say, you know what, this person really is a great match for you. You know, you both add something to each other's lives, and I think this could definitely work. I would totally trust someone to do that.
Mine's sign. What's your sign? I need to know his sign.
Like, I need to know that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Right?
I was like, well, you got a friend. You got a friend you want me to meet?
I might have somebody.
You let me know, because I'm all about the setup.
I'm still going to say a big no to that, because, again, I feel like it's a union between two people, and you're going to spend the rest of your damn life with this person. I want to know them inside and out, what they're all about. If I can really give them that commitment and sacrifice, I don't think just looking at them at first sight is going to really give me all that insight.
Well, I mean, with this show, you do see them getting to know each other and living together and doing what married couples do.
After they're already married.
There are people who are, like, screening you and them to make sure you're a match.
Yes, exactly.
Out of nowhere.
And there is something to say about that. Someone who's on the outside who may have a better view of what you need than what you think you need, because we all got blockers on.
Yeah.
On
but you can't blockers, predict, you issues, can't predict chemistry. Chemistry you cannot create. Like, that's something that you just automatically. The second I met my husband, we had our first date, I knew I was going to marry him, but I would never have given up that courting period.
What made you know you were going to marry him?
I just knew. It was like,
like a feeling?
It was just a feeling. Yeah, I called my mom the night. I was like, I'm going to marry him.
It was married at first sight.
Oh. Yeah. Did you say that? You never said that about anybody else before him.
I never said it. No, and he's the one and only person I've ever said I love you to.
Well, speaking of another hot show on TV, one of my personal favorites, Game of Thrones. It's worldly, widely known. And I have a friend who's an actor and booked a role on this show, Game of Thrones. Probably every actor's dream to be on this show. And he recently lost his job on the show because he posted a photo of the script Ooh. And it went viral. If you're watching this show, you may have seen the article. Yeah. It went viral. So yeah. In town, everyone knows him as the guy that got kicked off of the show because he posted a photo of the script.
Yeah. Stupid.
So my question to y'all is, does social media help your career or can it jeopardize?
It can do both.
It can absolutely do both.
But you don't make stupid decisions. Yeah, like, that was very foolish. Yeah. Like, who does it? If you're in the acting world, you know that that is the worst thing you could possibly do. Like, you're giving away the storyline of the show. So who would ever do that? Like,
he was just so excited, though. No, and he wanted to
you better wait till that
ends. Thank you.
Brag about it.
You cannot. Yeah, that he really does it. And I don't think people are as mindful. Like, I always say this to people like my mentees and things like that, interns. I tell them, there is always someone watching.
Always.
I don't care if it's someone you know, someone you don't know, a current employer, a former employer, a potential new employer. There's always somebody watching. So you really have to be careful on what you post, how you post it, what you say, and then also the comments.
Yeah.
Like, I go through and I delete foul comments under my pictures on Instagram and tweets and stuff, and like, I block people because you're not going to let someone else ruin it for you. Even if you're trying to behave well on your social media, you have ratchet people coming on your timeline acting crazy. You got to get rid of them too.
And I'm like that too, but just to even add to that, I mean, we're in the entertainment industry, but even on a corporate level, there are things that, I mean, you could be held liable for. So it's so important to kind of differentiate between what you're going to post. And I know we always get excited. I mean, all of us, right? We do really great projects, but you have to be really careful and discreet about what you're going to post up. And I'm with you on that. I have to go back and look at what people are posting up to, because
some of it... And even if your page is private, you still... Yes. Just because it's private does not mean it's private.
Yeah.
Somebody can see it.
Also, a lot of employers and people like you were saying, they Google you and they find your social media, and a lot of times, depending on what you've tweeted 2 years ago, can make or break whether or not you get a job. So I feel like in this day and age where social media is definitely very helpful, we all use it for various purposes, even if it's just a vent to post a picture of a fun night or anything like that, that can definitely bite you in the ass, you know, if you post the wrong thing.
I have to share something because I wanted to add to that. I actually had written a blog about Angelina Jolie and the whole breast cancer thing that she was going through. And the people I wrote it for, they actually ended up putting a picture of some lady with just her boobs kind of covered. I don't know. I didn't feel like the picture really went with it. So now if you ever Google my name with that.
Boobs
that,
come up.
Yes, that picture comes up.
Oh, my God.
It's not even related to. Yes, and my article was strictly about Angelina.
Well, there are companies that will get rid of that stuff. Trust me. There's celebrities that pay to get their social media presence cleaned up.
Yeah. It's like the Olivia Pope
with
of social
media. Yes, with the right money, honey, you can get that cleaned up.
I actually had to go in and delete like a whole bunch of my college pictures just to even for my personal page.
Oh, Maria?
No, and they're not even that bad, but they're just like, what were you doing?
She is not that innocent.
Okay.
From scratch with Maria.
Anyway, I had to go in and delete just because there was alcohol involved. We all went through college and a time in our lives. Anywho, yes, we have so much more to talk about, and not about my college. We will be talking about a lot more fun things coming up in just a second.
The primaries are over.
And the general election is heating up.
Join us live every Tuesday night.
We'll talk politics and global issues.
Black lives and domestic issues.
And trending topics.
Be sure to subscribe to Black Hollywood Live to catch every show, because this is our culture.
Your culture.
Political culture.
Welcome back to 30-ish. We are going to continue the ish. And because we are in our 30s, we're talking about the grown sexy turnip. Okay. But Maria was just telling us about how her college days were full of fun.
You know what? So much.
What's your new turnip? What's your new turnip? Because it might be a glass of wine now.
Okay. So I am married with a baby. And because I'm so passionate about my work and what I do, I find myself working so much at home. So my husband and I, you know, need to find time to be together. So that's like really my favorite thing to do to turn up, because I'm not cool at all. No, but I love getting dressed up and going to dinner and really enjoying wine. And because I cook so much at home, going out is special. So that's really like my, what is yours? Because I'm just like, I lost my cool card apparently.
Yeah. I get on a plane and go to dinner in a new city. That's what I do. Yes.
Oh, you fancy, pretty woman.
Yeah, I like,
When you grow up, you blow up, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Stay ready. You ain't got to get ready.
I seem low key now.
Do that why you don't have kids, by the way.
Well, my turn up is just showing up to a sexy lounge. I love getting dressed up.
Is it a sexy lounge or a sexy lounge?
a lounge that she makes sexy.
Okay.
Lounge.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, when I walk in, I make it sexy. Okay.
Stop the presses.
That's right. You know, there was a time when, like, I was clubbing every single weekend with friends and whatnot, especially during college and 20s. But now it's really about just looking good and hanging out with friends and just having a nice, chilled evening with a nice glass of wine and not really worrying about... worrying about, like, 20-year-olds trying to hit on you. So, that's how I like to turn out.
Well, for me, I have two ways of turning up.
Okay.
So, one, I really do enjoy just chilling at my house, getting like a large pizza, some milk cookies, and going through my DVR. Like, that's a turn up for me. Yeah. However,
like a Netflix night?
Yes. However, when I really just need to like let loose, you know, I still go out to the club and like, you know, dance to some Beyonce and like,
you do that on Facebook. You know,
you're right.
Tony does that on Facebook.
You don't need to go to a club for that.
Listen, wherever I go and Beyonce is playing, please trust and believe I am about to 5, 6, 7, 8 on somebody.
Nothing wrong with that. Okay, yeah. Steven.
I mean, I know I just joined the 30-ish club, so part of my turn up is I'll go out and I'll go to a club and I'll go listen to hip hop and get it going, but I need somewhere to sit down because these legs, I know I'm 30, but these legs feel like I'm 80 someday, so I can't be on my feet all night. You better make some room at the bar because homeboy needs
some
rest.
Very true. You need a nap before sleep.
Seriously.
Older. Yes,
I actually do that sometimes, by the way.
A nap before sleep. Give you life. Yeah. Okay.
Quick little power nap. Keep going.
That's how I survived in college. Like, a nap is for everybody. I don't care how old you are. If you're 5 or you're 50, you need a nap. But, I mean, my turn up is really, like I said, getting on a plane, traveling, you know, enjoying a new city, a new environment, new friends, new people, like, or just chilling. Like, the club is what the club. I've never been a clubber.
Yeah.
But the club ain't going nowhere. People gonna party until the world blows up. Literally.
Right.
When the world is blowing up and on fire, people gonna be at the club.
I got a question.
But you DJ
like in clubs, so like that's part of your
for
work
me,
too.
It's
but
like,
is it a different experience when you're working DJing than when you're just going
check
with your girls and like?
Let me tell y'all. When I said I'm tired of being in a club and unless I'm getting paid to be here, I don't want to be here.
So
that's
you won't
what I
go to the
DJ
club on any other night with your girls just to have fun.
There's got to be a reason. If you see me in the club, I'm there getting paid.
Okay.
Well, sometimes my reason is to go try out the new choreography that Beyonce just came out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that either, so.
Man, well, that is hilarious. And that's all the time we have for the ish. But stay with us. We got more 30-ish coming up.
Woo. Hi, I'm Katie Page.
And I'm Paul Ashton.
And we made a comedy feature film called This Isn't Funny that Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro helped us produce.
Along with us, it stars Anthony LaPaglia, Eddie Gathegi, Mimi Rogers, David Pasquese, Gia Carides, and Danielle Pennebaker.
And it features some hilarious stand-up comedy from Beth Stelling, Ahmed Barucha, Will Weldon,
and Katie. And you can stream the film right now in the U.S. store of iTunes, on Google Play, and at Amazon.
And if you like it, please tell your friends, share it, and rate it.
Thanks so much, guys.
Welcome back to 30-ish. We've got a really great segment for you guys, something that is very meaningful to me. It's a hot topic between my friends and I know it's a hot topic for you guys sitting at home. To lease or to buy a car, tis the question. We are breaking down the pros and the cons in Steven's Financial Corner. With me today, I have a lawyer. She's an advocate, executive director, the financiallyfitfoundation.org. She is helping people achieve financial freedom. She's with us today to help you all do the same. Her name is Chelsea Galicia. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Love this topic.
Love that you're here. Tell us a little bit about your nonprofit organization.
Yeah, well, we fill in the gap where we're supposed to ideally get some sort of financial education in school, but if you went to a school like I did, it wasn't existent.
Zero.
No. You think somewhere along the way, somebody's going to teach me how to be an adult, right?
Right.
And like the basics of money that we all need to know, and then you become an adult and realize nobody ever does.
Yeah.
And I made it through high school and college and law school, and nobody ever taught me about money, but thank goodness I had my mom, who was an accountant, and she's just a little mini financial guru. Mm-hmm. So she taught me everything that she knows, and then she wanted to give back by making that information available to everybody else, but doesn't really like the speaking in public part. Thankfully, she has a talkative daughter who loves to teach this stuff, and so we teamed up, created this nonprofit. And now that's what I do, is help people manage like the basics. Like, we're not even talking about investments and insurance and all that stuff, like the basic day-to-day of like, how do you handle, take care of your money so that it takes care of you?
I love that. And that's so important, because the basic, the 101 of the basics of financial freedom, people don't know.
Absolutely.
So this is a hot topic. Are we leasing or are we buying a car? Which one's better? Which one's easier to get into? There's an argument to both sides.
All right. Well, I know that there is. You go online and you can find an argument for both sides. It's a very politically correct answer to say it depends on your situation, your circumstances, your lifestyle, blah, blah, blah.
That's not true.
But I'm going to give it to you straight. Yeah, exactly. There is really one answer if you want to do the move with the most financial sense.
Right.
And the answer is clear, and that's to buy.
Buy a car.
Yes. But people think, well, but what if? Because, you know, there's all these reasons that they give. Primarily.
Let's go over some of this. Okay, so let's first talk about leasing a car. A lot of people lease because it's easier to get into. There's a lower down payment versus...
It feels easier to get into, but if you really read that lease agreement, they're much more confusing than buying a car.
But people don't read the agreements, but they see it's $2,000 or $3,000 as a down payment to get in, whereas buying a car, you have to fork down $10,000, $20,000,
$30,000
all up front, right? Or you can finance some.
Short term, leasing looks good. Long term, buying is better.
Right.
In the end, a lease will cost you more money. Through confusing and sort of unknown things, most of us just look at what the monthly payment is. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more that goes into it.
Yeah.
And so that's why in the end, you'll pay more for a leased car. I mean, not technically more, but it will cost you more in the end.
So give me this. So give me three pros to leasing a car.
Oh man, you're giving me the hardest job because I don't really advocate for leasing. Okay, they say, you know, it's a lower monthly payment.
Yep.
It's significantly lower. That's one benefit-ish.
Maintenance is covered.
Yes, usually, but you still got to pay for oil changes and maintenance. Some of it, the, you know, bumper-to-bumper warranty is covered, but regular maintenance usually isn't.
It's not. And you get a new car every 3 years or so. A nice, shiny, brand new BMW.
Yeah, but if you buy a car, you can sell it 3 years later and get a brand new car.
Agreed.
Also.
So the cons of three cons
of leasing.
Okay,
this is easier
leasing.
For me. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So for the biggest one is that it costs more in the end.
Mm-hmm.
And leasing is, I guess, a pro to it is that it serves the ego well, because you get to buy a car that you can't actually afford.
Right.
You get to look like you have got more money than you actually do.
And that's what the dealerships do. They entice you into a more expensive car that you can't afford, because they keep you on the hook longer and you're never going to own it. You're just continually renting the vehicle.
A car company makes more money off of leases, so they frame it in terms that make it really appealing.
And then don't you have to pay for mileage too? Most leases comes with a 10,000 mile.
12,000, you can get it to 15,000.
But you got to pay more for that.
You can,
the rates that you see on the website or on the flyer for 10,000 miles, the average that you drive per year is anywhere from 12,000 to 15,000 that the average American drives.
For some reason, my friends and I drive beyond the average mile. Maybe it's because we're
too.
In LA and we drive a lot, but most people will go beyond the mileage. And it can get really
expensive.
Every
mile that you go over is a quarter, 25 cents a mile.
Yes.
That can be thousands of dollars
so
that
really
you're paying at the end.
It's stressful that you have to.
Lease.
Most people go beyond the miles. Most people have some wear and tear, nicks and bumps on the cars.
And you have to pay for that. That comes out of your deposit.
Yes. So these are the kinds of things that make it really actually in the end more expensive, because something's bound to happen. A cart is going to hit your car, something like that. If you buy it, you have to worry about it less. And I'm a big fan of making purchases and spending decisions that lead to less stress later.
Love it.
Even though people are like, oh, it's so much easier to get rid of your car in a few years because you just send it back. It's really not that hard to sell your car or
it's
trade
not.
It in
and
for
And there are
another
companies
one.
Out there. I just sold a car. There's a company called Shift.com. You go on their website and you call them. They will send someone out to your house that comes and does a full inspection of your vehicle and says, we will give you this much money for your car, guaranteed. For example, my car, Kelly Blue Book, was worth $17,000, $16,500. The inspector from Shift came out, said, we'll guarantee you $14,000 upfront advance. We'll take the car, we'll list it, sell it, put it at our warehouse, and do all the work for you, and we'll split the profits with you from $14,000 to whatever we get.
Nice.
They ended up selling the car for $16,500, what it was worth, and we split that extra $2,500, 50-50 partners.
Easy.
I did zero work. I was guaranteed money up front.
Yeah.
It was a car that I owned, had equity in,
yep,
and was able to unload it. So this fear of, oh, I'm not a good salesperson, I don't want to sell my car, there are companies out there that take care of that for you.
Yeah. So really, in the end, it's best to buy. However, if you insist on leasing, I would recommend taking over somebody else's lease. There are a lot of people out there that get themselves into a lease. Leases are good for people with a predictable lifestyle. Who has a predictable life? Yeah. I don't know very many people that have a predictable life, right? So isn't it the nature of life to be unpredictable? So what happens is that people get themselves into leases and then they have to break the lease because they move or they lose a job and they need somebody to take over the lease. Mm-hmm. So find somebody who needs their lease taken over because they've upfronted all the costs for the sales tax and the down payment, and then you just take over the monthly.
And that's a great con for leasing, because once you sign that lease, you are on the hook.
Early termination
for that lease
fees
for 3 months
painful.
Or however long your lease is.
Yeah.
If you purchase a car and you come across financial hard times, you can unload that car and walk away with the cash.
Exactly.
The lease, it's much more of a pain in the butt to do that.
Exactly. And please don't forget about taking things like the gas costs into account, the insurance costs, because these are tangential costs that you will have to think about every week, every month, but we don't normally think about when we're looking at leasing or buying.
When you're leasing a car, what type of do you have to have a different type of insurance?
Or they really want the car fully covered, so it can be beyond what you would buy if you owned it.
Own your own car, right.
Yeah.
So you're not going to be able to just do a limited smaller insurance plan on the car.
Yeah.
Full coverage.
Yep, yep.
Yep, yep. And also, yeah, dings and everything that happened on the car, obviously you got to pay for that too. Susie Orman, she's a big financial educator as well. I'm a big fan of hers.
Too.
She's great. She's very fiscally conservative.
Yeah.
Big time. She has a very valid point where when you're looking to buy a car, and obviously she's on the side pro buy, not lease, you should really, the question is, well, how much can I afford? How much do I know I can spend on a car? She says, if you can't make the payment in the 3-year finance period of buying a car, you can't afford that car.
Yeah, I agree with that approach. I would prefer that somebody look at their life a little bit more holistically. People get overwhelmed by the idea of a budget. That's why I really like the way that we teach people to approach budgets in our workshops, mm-hmm. but come at it from like a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. A lot of us are looking to keep up with the Joneses or Kardashians or whoever we want to keep up with, and so they don't look at what is best for their life. They just look at what's the most car that I can buy.
What's
because
the hottest car out
so
there right
so important
now,
for
yeah.
me to look good with this car. And then they talk themselves into reasons why they should be spending all this money. Oh, it's a tax write-off.
No, it's not.
I mean, it's sort of, but not as much as people think it is.
Okay.
That's also a reason why people think leasing is better, because you can write it off. The truth is you can also write some of it off when you buy. Mm-hmm. So there aren't any pros to leasing that I haven't seen some counter argument for, and that it actually makes more sense to buy. So yes, look at your whole life, not just the car payment.
Yeah, I love that. Well, obviously we have definitely sided on the buy side.
Yep.
In terms of, we got just a couple minutes left, maybe can we talk a little bit about your holistic approach to budgeting?
Yeah.
How do people start? Where do they?
The first thing that I teach people is the science of money and happiness, because we all say we want to be happy. Right? And so if you understand what makes people happy, then and figure out for yourself what makes you happy inside of that, then you can have a good idea of where your money should be going.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you figure out your spending priorities, you can actually turn those into dollars and cents and create your budget from there. Sort of a three-step process that we teach. But start with your own self, what makes you happy, rather than looking around and saying, okay, it seems to be important to have the fanciest car and the biggest house and the best shoes.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for people's happiness as much as people think it will. So really coming at it from really what's going to make me happy. So that's, I think it's better than just coming up with a list of all of your expenses, mm-hmm. you know, your income, and then just figuring out the difference, and then that's your budget. So take a little bit of time, because what you do with your money is so important to your overall happiness.
Yeah.
A lot of people think that they're unhappy because they don't have a lot of money or enough money.
But they're just not managing the money that they do
exactly.
have
correctly. The truth is that if you spent your money consistent with your values and priorities, you would be a lot happier in general and with your money.
Educate yourself.
Yep.
Speaking of educating ourselves on our finances, where can we learn more about what you have going on?
Financiallyfitfoundation.org. I would recommend to get yourself on the email list. I send out weekly tips and updates about our workshops and tips on savings and things of that nature. We have a Facebook page. But, you know, with Facebook, it's a lot harder for me to reach our followers. So, yes, do the Facebook like thing, but really get yourself on the email list.
Email list.
Yes.
Got it.
Because as of right now, we offer only live workshops, and so they're convenient only for people in the LA area. But I am working on creating an online course so that everyone in the country would have access to this.
We're bringing everyone in. We're making America great again.
Oh, dear God.
Chelsea's on another political
he
show with me, too.
That.
She's another co-panelist. She loves when I throw little Trump jabs at her.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're amazing. Really, informative stuff. I hope you guys got something out of this segment. Stay with us. We got more 30-ish coming right up.
What's up, party people? Roxy Stryer here from The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. We're your twice-weekly broadcast of one man's midlife crisis and the mad millennials in Star Trek uniforms that follow him.
And I'm one of those millennials, Lauren LaGrasso here. We've had some amazing guests like Russell Simmons, Ileana Douglas, and Craig Gass. Coolio, right?
Christian Blatt in the house to tell you to go to thetomorrowshow.com to check us out. We're live every Monday and Thursday from 10 to midnight Eastern. That's thetomorrowshow.com. Be there or be square, whatever that means.
Welcome back to 30-ish. As you know, music can be an amazing motivator in every aspect of your life. So I'm going to help you create...
Wait. Stop.
Welcome back to 30-ish. As you guys know, music can be an amazing motivator in every aspect of your life. So today, with my music expertise and my DJ swagginess, I'm going to give you guys the perfect tips for the perfect playlist. This is Get Your Groove On.
Look at Tony.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay. So, Rasha, tell me what you have going on and how I can help you create the perfect playlist.
All right, Naina. Well, I am about to take a road trip in the next couple of weeks. And so I want to get something together that's fun and lively, but at the same time, I need something that's inspirational.
Okay, cool. So I have two suggestions.
Okay.
The first one is, for a road trip, like, you want to sing along. You want to have, like, this mini karaoke of your life on this road trip. Because road trips can be boring, they can be long, they can be stressful, they can be irritating.
And I need to stay awake.
Right, and you want to stay awake. So you want your favorite songs popping. Some Michael Jackson, PYT, some Aaliyah, Four Page Letter. You know, whatever you want to sing along. SWV, I Get So Weak. Yes, you want all those great sing-along songs on your road trip. That's a great way to, like, keep you awake. As far as, like, the motivational stuff, like, I love listening to podcasts, like amazing podcasts or books, like audiobooks are a really good way. You can finish like one book, two, three, four books in a really good road trip, right? So they take up like the time very well. You learn something, you're inspired, and you're getting stuff done.
I didn't even think about the podcast.
Yeah, the books. That's awesome. And the books. Is like you're smarter at the end of your
That's what we're talking about.
But we hope so.
Hopefully. Depends on the book.
Thank you. That helps
All right.
out.
Tony. What you got going on?
Now, y'all know, being, you know, here in LA, you got to look good. And instead of walking past the gym, I really need to go in it and, you know, pass out tickets to the gun show. Yep, that just happened. So Naina, what music can I have on my playlist besides Beyonce?
I was going to say that.
That will keep me motivated.
Besides Beyonce. Okay, yes. So this is the thing. When you're in the gym, you don't care what nobody else is, what else is going on, what anybody else is playing. You want what keeps you pumped, what keeps you inspired, what makes you go that last half a mile on that treadmill, okay? So whatever, if it's trap music, if it's rock music, if you need to get some Guns N' Roses going, if you need to get some Fetty Wap, 2 Chainz, Beyonce, you know, if you want to hit some Frank Sinatra, whatever your vibe is that gets you motivated, like, that's what you want to hear. You want to hear powerful, inspiring, like, don't give up type music. Like, I created a playlist for Nike when, you know, they do their marathon. They have this really big marathon in Chicago, and I'm telling you,
oh cool,
that marathon is 26 miles, and baby, wow, it's everything from James Brown Van Halen, everybody you could think of on the playlist. It's like, don't give up, never stop.
How big or how long was that playlist?
I DJ for about 10 hours in one day. And
oh my gosh.
I'm going through reggae, I'm going through trap music, I'm going through old school, new school, I'm going through down south, you know, get it popping, you know, Trina, Trick Daddy,
yes,
you know, Nan.
I'm taking it back.
So you want in the gym, you want stuff that is a non-stop, get it going, don't give up music. That's what you want, mm-hmm, for sure.
Thank you, Naina.
Yes.
All right.
Okay, Maria.
Now, okay. But since my husband, like I mentioned before, we don't really go out much. We spend a lot of time at home, and something I love to do is like to make dinner, and we drink wine. So we used to actually play a lot of music when we were like starting to date and all of that. And I feel like we just haven't been doing that lately. So what would you recommend as something that's sort of like romantic without being kind of cheesy at the same time? You know, something that's just like relaxing, but gets you going.
You know what I would recommend? I would definitely recommend some of those songs that you guys played in the beginning. You know, like Take It Back.
Beyonce Halo.
Yeah.
That was one in the beginning.
Can't leave Beyonce off the list.
Definitely. You cannot. Beyonce has a song for every mood. You want to fight, she got a song. You want to break up, she got a song. You want to get a new boo, she got a song.
I am into Sorry, Boy, Bye.
Yes.
Even though I'm married, I don't know. I just like that.
Don't
song.
Tell your boy bye. I know. Keep your man. That's
I know, I'm sorry,
song.
But I still
ring.
Love
don't
that.
You put
song.
A ring on it, so she good. She good. Yeah. But for you guys specifically, I would definitely take it back to how it was in the beginning, because that'll one get you guys reminiscing.
Yeah.
But throw some surprises in there. Throw some Genuine Pony on now. Okay?
Oh my God.
I mean,
really
yes,
like that.
That's a great song. I mean, and I created a playlist specifically called Due in 9 Months. I don't know if you guys are trying to have another one.
Not today.
But I have a very sexy, so when you guys are having that wine and you're done eating, I have about 50 minutes of just get your groove
really?
On.
What's on that playlist?
Yes.
Everything from R. Kelly to Art of Noise, Tyrese Signs of Lovemaking. Like I have, it's due, something maybe due in 9 months.
Wait, so
done.
How do we get that?
That mix, that mix is available on my website, nainadrake.com. Yes. It is a mix that I did a long time ago. I was supposed to do a part 2, and I may do that for Valentine's Day coming up. But
let's do that.
I'm trying to get everybody pregnant.
good, sexy, soulful. And then you guys can play some jazz. Like, I love good jazz while you're cooking.
Oh, I like that.
I mean, or some international music, some salsa, some Fela Kuti. Mm-hmm. Fela Kuti? Yeah.
Come on,
I said
Fela
it right. Kuti. Yeah. Fela Kuti, yes. Jamiroquai. I like Jamiroquai. I like sexy, you know, but not overtly sexy while you're cooking, and then you know when you get in the bedroom and y'all done with that bottle of wine, you can put on my playlist, my mix, due in 9 months. But that's why I would take it, you know. So you guys have more than enough suggestions for every move.
Yes. Thank you, Naina.
Thank
I feel strong
you.
Already.
I know I'll stay awake on my trip.
Yes. And I feel sexy.
You're about to be doing 9 months.
Already. Well, you know, there are different artists for all you guys out there. So if there's someone I did not recommend, feel free to add whoever you guys want to your playlist. And make sure if you hear something when you're out, like, put Shazam on your phone. Shazam those songs and use Spotify. Spotify has a great algorithm for coming up with new suggestions on different artists that you may have never heard about. But that was all for Get Your Groove On. We don't want you guys to groove too far.
Yeah,
because
I like
that. We have so much more 30-ish coming up after this.
Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. We want to let you know about my new show on SiriusXM Stars Channel 109. It's called Conversations with Maria, and it's live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Go to conversationswithmaria.com for more info.
Yay! What a great show, you guys.
All right.
So much fun.
Show two and done.
Yeah. And thank you to Chelsea Galicia for all of her useful information. And, you know, Naina for teaching me how to get my groove back. I don't know. I'm going to try. Yeah. I'm going to take her advice. And thank you guys so much for watching. And we want to hear what you guys think. So please tweet to us. Use the hashtag 30-ish. And let us know if there's anything you'd like us to cover, what topics you'd like to hear from us. And we will see you guys next Monday. Thank you for watching.
Bye, y'all.
Bye. See ya.
Well, that was great.
And that's it.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.